Just a couple of weeks ago, the folks from Choose Chicago were promoting on our show this Women in Tech conference, and we interviewed one of the people behind it, and she had mentioned that, you know, they rotate cities all the time, and I think that she said this is her first time, maybe their second time in their long history of being in Chicago. We were so grateful to have them. Love when people come to Chicago to celebrate their conventions or whatever the case may be. Jennifer Mihalik joins us now. She's from the Radiological Society of North America, who are about to have their, 111th RSNA annual meeting, including, Jennifer, this can't be right, 85 years, over 85 years in Chicago?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Isn't it incredible?
Are those consecutive, or do you guys still go other places certain times, but you seem to gravitate towards back here?
We've been consecutive at least since the 80s.
Wow.
There were times that we did go to other cities. Yeah, but we continue to think Chicago is a place for us.
Well, we appreciate that, certainly. There's going to be 52,000 radiology professionals from over 160 countries, or at least that's who you represent. I'm sure they're not all coming, but a lot of them are. Tell us, first of all, what is the Radiological Society of North America?
Yeah, great. So the Radiological Society of North America is a professional medical association. We represent, like you said, 52,000 radiology professionals throughout the world. Our mission is to promote excellence in patient care and healthcare delivery through education, research, and technologic innovation. So essentially, RSNA is where radiologists, medical physicists, and other medical professionals come for education, research, and the latest technology in the field.
Yeah, get together, get all these rooms and all these people in one room, and you get some new ideas on how to do things, or just to commiserate with each other about the difficulties of the field. Conventions are great. I got to back up a second. I think I know what a radiologist is. Can you tell me like the definition of one, just to make sure I'm on the right page?
I'm so glad you asked, because often patients don't interact directly with the radiologist, so sometimes they're not sure what exactly a radiologist is. A radiologist is a medical doctor who specializes in diagnosing and treating conditions using imaging equipment. Many radiologists subspecialize in specific areas such as neuroradiology, breast imaging, chest, musculoskeletal, abdominal, pediatric radiology, oncology radiology, or interventional radiology. So, you know, these are the people that you might not interact with them directly, but they might be speaking to your physician who has ordered the imaging exam that they're reviewing and they're giving the report on.
What are like the machines? Is this like MRIs, CT scans? It runs
yes.
The gamut of everything?
All of it, yes.
Interesting.
Those are exactly the technology. It's a very technological field.
Do these people go to school just to do this?
Well, you know, they're medical doctors, so they do the college and then they go for medical education. And then eventually they decide what kind of specialty area they want to go into. So it depends. I mean, some radiologists knew that they wanted to be a radiologist early on when they started studying, and some kind of got influenced somewhere along the way.
So at these conferences and conventions, I mean, is there like debuting of new equipment and the advancements, or is it literally like people can get together and over lunch they discuss, obviously not specific details, no HIPAA violations, but like, oh my gosh, there was this one patient, I saw this, I had never seen this before, and then someone else chimes in and says how, oh my gosh, that's similar, or I hadn't thought of that before. I mean, really, I bet in a way, lives are saved by these people being together in the room once a year.
Exactly, and that's the magic of the RSNA annual meeting. It does all of that. So in one place, people can go and actually experience hands-on all the new technology, all the advances, see how things work. They can think about what type of equipment they need for their facility. And in addition to that, there is a ton of education and scientific sessions. So they can go and listen to the latest science. They can go and hear some of the top experts in various fields speak and, you know, teach on what they're seeing and what the science shows, et cetera. And there's a lot of case-based education, which does exactly what you're talking about, which is, you know, coming together to look at interesting, difficult, complex cases and saying, what do we do? What do we see? And it's just magical. And then the other thing that we know, we hear this from our attendees all the time, is yes, the formal education, yes, the scientific sessions, they're amazing. However, it's kind of that getting together with peers throughout the world where you can problem solve, you know, on the side, over lunch, in the hallway, et cetera, during, you know, at the end of a session. And so it's really a place where a radiologist and other radiology professionals can get everything under one roof.
Mm. Yeah, that seems just so impactful. You guys have chosen Chicago so many times that you're almost losing track of the count. It's like over 85 times. What do you hear from the visitors when they come, including a ton of international visits? Obviously, people that go every year are probably excited to see new sights and sounds, but what do you hear from some of the new folks coming to Chicago for the first time?
Well, so first of all, Chicago is an amazing city, as you know. I don't have to tell you that. But the reason why we keep choosing Chicago is it's one of the few cities that can host a meeting of this size and has so much to offer. So from having the largest convention center in North America with McCormick Place, it has state-of-the-art facilities and technology, to offering an incredible portfolio of hotels at all price points, and world-renowned museums, theaters, and more than 140 Michelin-recommended restaurants. So not only, you know, do we appreciate being able to offer that to our attendees every year, but we hear from them. They have their favorite spots that they come to. We're fortunate because a lot of our attendees come every year. They have their favorite spots. They know what they want to see. They know what they want to experience. And then for the newcomers, we always make sure that they can find great food and something fun to experience in our amazing city.
That's awesome. We love to hear that. It's a lot of dollars in our city, but as we've said a couple times with these conventions, it's not only the dollars here that are spent by the people that come in for this convention, it's the dollars spent when they come back again with their family and they bring them here, or the dollars spent by their friends and family when they go back to where they are from and they say, you know what's a beautiful city? Chicago. I mean, these things have a real ripple effect, and we just appreciate you guys keep on choosing us, and please keep doing so, okay?
Absolutely.
That's great. Have a great time. It's happening at the end of this month until November 4th, and fingers crossed you don't get a blizzard in the middle of it, although that makes the lights shine extra special. So, Jennifer, we appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you so much, and it's November 30th to December 4th.
All right. That's Jennifer Mihalik. And she's from the great RSNA.